Welcome to the Sassy Creative Podcast. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. I started my own handmade business as a hobby in 2013. After hours and hours of research and trial and error, I was able to grow my own handmade business from a hobby into a full-time income that now supports my family. My goal is to help you implement those same strategies that I use in my business so that you can skip the stress and get straight to success. Now let's get started. Hello, welcome to the Sassy Creative. I'm your host, Katherine Hampton. Today we're going to talk about the difference between a good design and a great design and how you can make that distinction within your shop. So a quick search on Etsy, Amazon Handmade, or Pinterest can result in countless images of seemingly identical products. Oftentimes, sellers will see a product that's selling well, and instead of putting their own spin on it, they just duplicate a carbon copy. Now, this is one of my major pet peeves within the handmade community. It can be incredibly frustrating if you are the designer of that original said popular product and everyone just jumps on the bandwagon to copy it. So, with this unavoidable trend in the handmade community, customers, you know, they search for a product, they type whatever they're looking for in the search box, and they're also gonna see that same thing over and over again. Now, this is boring and frustrating for our customers. If a customer gets a search page full of nearly identical products, then they're left to make their purchase based on price, which usually means they're going to be looking for the cheapest item. Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't start my business so that I could stand out for my dirt cheap prices. If you are competing on being the cheapest, now, you may win the sale, but are you really winning if you don't make a reasonable profit? I want my shop to be known for great designs, and I suspect that you feel the same way. So this is where we need to consider the value of a good design versus a great design. So a good design will follow trends, it'll be in demand, and it'll look like other products in your market. But you didn't start your business to be mediocre. You aren't making products just to look like everything else. You are building a brand to stand out. You are building a standout brand. So this is where making a great design, you want a great design. That becomes the winning strategy. So a great design is one that incorporates trends and popular elements while also adding your personal style. So the style that's only gonna be found in your shop. This is what makes the great design stand out in the sea of photos that look identical to one another. That's what's gonna stop that customer from scrolling through all of these photos that look exactly the same. Now, it's easy to just make what everyone else is making and not design something new, just base it off of what everybody else does. And that would be the fast way to make money, but you're really not building a long-term brand. Now, I do want to take a moment to address the concept of copying. Taking a good product and making it great is different than copying. Copying is what happens when that whole first page of results looks identical to one another. This is what happens when sellers fail to be creative and they just want to jump on a bandwagon without any thought. So there's a quote from Mark Twain that says, "There's no such thing as a new idea. It is impossible. We simply take a lot of old ideas and put them into a sort of mental kaleidoscope. We give them a turn and they make new and curious combinations." This is what needs to happen in order to create great designs in your shop. So we want to take those great designs and those trends that you see within your target audience and give them a turn through your mental kaleidoscope. And you give them a new combination. So you think to yourself, how can I make this better? And if I were making this trendy item for my specific audience, what would they want for them? How would it be better for my audience? And once you take your designs to that next level and you're making it specifically for your target audience, you move from good to great. You create your own market within your niche because your products can't be found anywhere else. When you use those creative talents to create something that is trendy while adding your own twist, you provide a product that can only be purchased within your shop. People have to buy it from you. So this gives you the ability to set the product price without worrying about those competitors that are fine with paying themselves $2 an hour. So then you're winning the sell and you're winning a nice product or profit. So I encourage you to look at the latest trends, keep an eye on what's popular, and take the time to add your own twists in a way that is congruent with your shop's brand. This will help your shop to stand out in that sea of search results that all look the same, and it allows you to charge a price that you deserve. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'd love to hear your feedback on the Sassy Creative Facebook page. If you found today's topic helpful, please take a second to leave the podcast a 5-star review. That will help so that the podcast can reach other creative entrepreneurs, and I look forward to talking to you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening today. With every episode of the Sassy Creative Podcast, I aim to provide you with useful information that will help you to build a profitable handmade business. For more business tips and strategies, please visit thesassycreative.com. You can also follow me on Instagram @sassybusinessbesties. Talk to you soon.